Welcome to Torah Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Hindi Mendelowitz. Today we continue Sefer Tehillim, Mizmor Kuf Lamed Chet, that's chapter 138. Here is the perek, here is the chapter. Of David HaMelech looking at his own life as the evidence, as the proof of seeing how far he's come and looking back at where he began from a very, very dark place, having come to sit on the throne of Klal Yisrael. He looks back on this life and looks where he's been and brings himself as the example of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's intimate guidance throughout. And of course, the parallel, as applied by the Mefarshim, will be the triumph of Klal Yisrael at the end of time, where again we can look back at our shared experience from the dark times to the place where we'll arrive at, which will be, of course, the final Geula, the Beit HaMikdash, Malchut Beit David, and look back and notice and sing with the proof and the evidence that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was with us all along. We begin. Pasuk Aleph, verse 1, LeDavid. And as Rav Hirsch points out, this is the perek addressed LeDavid, but it's either from David or to David, meaning it's either the song to David or the song from David to each of us. Whereas Rav Hirsch points out, both David and Klal Yisrael have played a similar role. Each of us have been instruments, paving the way for the eventual recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on earth. David through his songs, Klal Yisrael through our history. Each of us has sung the song of Yediyat Hashem forth to the rest of the world. And David begins with David, Odcha v'chalibi, Neged Elohim Azamreka. I will thank you with all my heart. In the presence of Elohim, this is not Elohim referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to God, but it's the mundane Elohim. It's the judges and the wise ones. In other words, I will praise you, I will thank you, says David, before the elite, before the higher classes. And again, over here, the Radak gives us the fine tune. Firstly, Odcha b'chalibi, first, I will thank you privately. But then, Neged Elohim, in public, I will sing to you. Because, and here we see, Bechal Libi in this first pasuk. The thanks that is given is all-encompassing. Every aspect of my life has been enhanced, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by your presence and by your love, by the guidance that I felt. And so this takes over the entire self that is me. As the Midrash Shochar Tov points out, this again refers to the future, alludes to that time in the future where we will be able to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bechal Libi, where even that which at the time felt like din, at the time felt harsh, the things that hurt us when we didn't have the full picture. La'atid lavo, in the future, we will thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu even for this Bechal Libi, with our entire hearts. That means laughing wholeheartedly with no tears in the background, because it will become clear to us how everything that happened all along was really for the good. Eshtachave el hechal kadshecha, I will bow, I will prostrate myself in your bayit. Al chastecha v'al amitecha, on your chesed and on your emet. A theme that runs through Sefer Tehillim and through Tanakh is the relationship, the duality between chesed and emet. As the Malbim explains in a number of places, and the Radak brings over here, chesed is an overflow that's not deserved, that's not required, that's not obligated. It's something one does for another just from the goodness of his heart. It's a free gift. Emet is holding to what I've obligated myself, keeping to my word, because I have some sort of obligation to it. As David explains, chastecha, and this is the explanation of the Radak, the chesed is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the malchut, gave kingship to David HaMelech, undeserved, unobligated. It was not something that Hashem had promised he would do. Once he did, and that was the chesed, the free gift, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, bound himself with the midah of emet, where he committed that the Malchut would belong to David for all time. and the fact that he kept his word, and the fact that he kept David through every tzara, through every hardship, through every time that his life was endangered. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved David because of Emmet, because he had committed and he kept his word. Ki higdalta al shimcha imrasecha, says David HaMelech to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your name is made great through the promises that you've kept. In the words of the Radak, Ata omer ve'oseh, gozer u'mekayim. Words familiar to us, of course, from our daily tefillah in the Baruch She'amar. One level of the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that he does what he says. A promise is a guarantee. And David presents himself as the proof of the power of Hashem's word. Because there are people who said, David, the throne, the king, and yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu kept his word. And despite all the naysayers and the ones who scoffed, or the ones who ridiculed, or the ones who threw stones, despite it all, David remained on that throne, as his children will for all eternity. And David says, my life is the proof that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a promise, that's a guarantee, and that promise is kept. B'yom karasi vata'aneni. On the day that I cried to you, you answered me. Tarhiveni b'nafshi oz. You strengthened me and strengthened my soul with a boldness and with a power. And the aspect, again with the Radak, that is strengthened is the emuna of David. By answering me time and time again, when you answered, that strengthened my emuna. And this is so much a tool for each of us. In the times when we feel Hashem's presence, in the times when we sense an answer to our call, hold on to that. Don't forget it. And let that be the basis of our faith as we go forward. The times that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did answer, and I knew He was there, I hold on to those, and that becomes my emunah. Yoducha Hashem kol malchei aretz, all kings of the earth, thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because again, David says, they saw my own life. Ki shamu imreficha. They heard that you promised the malchut to me, and they see that promise has been fulfilled. And thus all kings give thanks to you. Because again, the experience of David is the proof of the well-placed emunah and the promise that was kept. V'yashiru b'dalche Hashem. As the Ibn Ezra says, as the Mitzudot point out, the songs that are sung are no longer songs of war, songs of romance, songs of whatever is the trend of the day. What are we singing about? In these days, as David describes, the songs will be the tunes of Gadlut Hashem, Ki Gadol Kvod Hashem. Because through the Malchut of David, through his life and the promises that were kept, we see Kvod Hashem. We see how unlikely is the story of David, the shepherd, illegitimate child, who came to sit on the throne and becomes the eternal king, he for all generations. How could something like this be? Only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu lifted him up, only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised and kept his word. And David now extends this. When the nations see how I was lifted from nowhere to everywhere, then they understand, Kiram Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is exalted. But he's not too high and he's not too far away to notice what's going on here. And this always is, of course, the dichotomy that makes HaKadosh Baruch Hu the great God that he is. As exalted, as great, as high and big as he is, v'shafal yir'eh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu never loses sight of the little people. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, though he is so exalted and great, he sees and pays attention to and is attentive to the small ones. There are no little people in Hashem's world. Every person is significant. Every person is seen. V'gavoha mimirchak yeida. But when it comes to those who consider themselves gavoha, the arrogant ones, the haughty ones, mimirchak yeida, he will rebuke them from a distance. Though he's close and attentive to the one who's small, when it comes to one who's haughty, as Rav Hirsch explains, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, keeps his distance. and leaves that person to his own devices. You think you've got this covered? You think you're in control? I'll let you play that game and see how it feels. And from that distance, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lets the person run his circles the way he thinks, where the person ultimately comes to understand that it's not he who is big, but it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu who is big and is in control. Continuing Pasuk Zayin, verse 7. Im elech bekerev tzara, though I walk amid hardship and distress, techayeni, you revive me. Alaf oivai tishlach yadecha, alaf oivai, despite my enemies and the way they would want to see me fall, tishlach yadecha, you extend your hand, v'soshieni yiminecha, and your right hand will save me. Says David to Hashem in the last pasuk, pasuk chet, Hashem, yigmor ba'adi. According to the Radak, you started HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my story, with great kindness, with great chesed to me. That's how my story began. Please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yigmor ba'adi. Will you also continue to complete and lead me till the last chapter with the tremendous chesed that I tasted at the very start? Ma'asei yadecha al teref. Do not forsake the one you anointed, you appointed, you made me great, you lifted me up, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You started the story. Please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, do not forsake me. Thank you for studying the Ilui Nishmot, Helen Moskowitz and Fanny Lehman. Their legendary kindness supported hundreds of World War II Sheirat HaPleita. Their profound connection to Tehillim is inspirational to this day. Sponsored by their grandchildren, Yitzchak and Barbie Lehman Siegel.